This is Elena with her disability essay. She will be talking about memories of her great-grandma and how she believes that her memory will stay in her mind forever.
I believe that only important memories stay in your mind forever. I know this memory would stay in my mind forever because I believe in it. This happened when I was in second grade and now I'm in fifth grade. That memory is still there and it will be forever. It was about my 100th time visiting my great-grandma at the elderly's place. I always remembered the smile. I hope that this wasn't going to be the last time visiting my great-grandma. When I stepped in the room, the first thing I saw was her pale face. She was 99 years old and she suddenly became weak. I wanted her to live till she was 100, but I doubted it even though I didn't want to. I remembered she used to mistake with my brother, cousin, and I. We would correct her every time we visited her, but we didn't mind. I sat beside her on the bed and held her hand. She was cold as if she just held some ice. Tears started to well up in my eyes. I didn't want to cry in front of everyone, so I kept it in. The nurse came and told us she might pass away soon. That made my heart break. She knew me since I was born. She means a lot to me because she's the only grandparent I ever met and saw. We went out of the room. It was too much for me and my family. A few weeks later, when I came back from school, we were waiting in front of the traffic light. There was an awkward silence for a few seconds until my mom said, "She's dead." I knew exactly what she meant. She asked, "Are you sad?" And I replied, "Yeah." When we got back, I started to cry. Why does this have to happen? I thought. A few minutes later, when I stopped crying, I thought to myself, "Why am I crying? I can't cry every day even if it stays in my mind forever. I have to stay strong." Even after that, I have cried a few times, but I try not to. I believe that that memory is going to stay in my mind forever because it is very important. I believe that she is in heaven right now watching me. Even if it's been 3 years, I still remember her face and her wrinkly hands. I hope that she sees this essay. I hope that she's having a good time.
Elena is from Yokohama International School 5B. Thank you for listening.
The music is Drops of H2O by Jay Lang.